CliffCentral.com.
Please be aware that this show contains crude and foul language. If you are sensitive to topics like science or religion, we cordially invite you to please fuck off now. Thank you.
The Cosplay Radio Show.
Not everyone who likes cars is a petrolhead. Some of us prefer the unmotoring side of cars. Yet we all spend so much time in these machines that they have become an extension of our personalities and reflect quite a bit about who we are and where we are in our life stages. On Auto Central, we understand this.
Make sure you're up to speed with all things motoring by tuning into Auto Central every Monday morning at 9 a.m. just after the Gareth Cliff Show. Or download the podcast on autotrader.co.za. Auto Central, motoring's biggest power hour. Powered by Auto Trader.
Okay, well, I didn't want to know that, but now we do know that. Good morning, everyone, on a very, very special Friday, the 30th of December, where we have a special studio full of special people. Remember that this time that we are in now is the best time of this year and for the next year. This week will be the best. And so enjoy while you're in it, because from next week it's just downhill and depression until this time in 2017 again. We don't know who might have died. It might be me. Then this would be a repeat on podcast. And I greet you from the dead and tell you that Debbie Reynolds is a wonderful angel, but Carrie Fisher, a bitch. Hi to everyone here. Let me play you your wonderful little fucking stings. And the stings I'm gonna play this sting. I don't know why, it's just because I want to. And nothing is happening. And then I'm going to play our first
extra special
guest is from Yonkers. He is here again. It's our friend, our comrade, our angel of the morning. That is Duncan the Pumpkin Mabazo Nkala. Hello.
Hello, Almal.
It's so nice to see you again, Duncan.
Dis so waar, meneer. Ek is so bly om julle te wees vandag.
Ja.
Ek het nie gedink dat aan 'n ander tyd ek sal 'n ekstra spesiale gees wees.
Jy is nou 'n gees en ekstra spesiaal.
Jo, meneer, dis levels, jong.
I know. And now we got another
extra special
guest. And he is even from further in the past. And that is, who do you think it is? He is from an island, he is royalty, he is crazy. His name is Simba Gozo!
Yeah, it feels good to be back.
Morning, Simba, it's so nice to
good
see
morning.
You back.
Thank you for having me.
And then one of the stalwarts of all these years, is Bernard Buys, Betty Bangles. Good morning.
Fok, jy het my naam reg.
Ek weet, ek is vars nog.
4 jaar in.
4 jaar in, en ek sê jou nie Barend nie.
Ja.
So we are like the all elders. We are the elders. You know, understand that.
Yes.
Alicia, oh. I don't know where she is. I couldn't get her.
Did you try to get a hold of her, though?
I tried.
But this time of the year, she's busy.
Maybe she's busy.
Because, you know, she likes to help those in need.
I know.
So
with what exactly?
Those in need. Those are the two things behind, between her legs.
Two things?
Yes.
Are the two lips.
Oh.
Wow.
What two things?
No, I think she's helping kids, because, you know, she's reading storybooks to
yeah.
kids.
Yeah, she's into
she's
kids.
She's probably helping those kids, yeah.
Maybe she's converted to Christianity. I don't know.
Or something.
Something, but she didn't respond. But so it's us. It's just us here today. And remember now that we have come with the new age, so you can WhatsApp us.
Really?
You can WhatsApp us.
Can I send a voice note as well?
I think we can play. I don't know if we can play the voice notes. But I've already got a WhatsApp here. So remember, when you send the WhatsApp, put your name behind it. Otherwise, I just see a number. So there's one from Zed. And he says, Casper, when are you doing your show at Gate 69 in Cape Town? Well, happy horny new year. Thanks, Zed.
Zed.
It's a nice thing. Happy
new year. Hello, Zed. Well, I'm doing it in March. Allah and God willing. In March. I will be at Gate 69.
Is this going to be the best of your stand-up comedy? What's the deal?
No, it's my new show, Alive.
Really?
Alive.
Yeah.
I've been seeing Facebook posts.
Yeah. I sort of started again. I felt the calling.
Did you hear the gods of comedy?
Yes.
Yank and at I your went, stuff and say,
yank
hey.
Yank at my teeth. And then I went to, what's the place? Silver Star. And then that was very successful. And then I went to Monty for a couple of weeks.
Do we not get invites anymore? Do you know that? I just never attend events.
No, I just see things on social media, you know, from
afar. But next year I'm doing some shows again in the vicinity. I'll invite you people. Right. I promise. And a promise is a promise. It'll never be broken.
I'm so glad this is recorded.
Doe net een mondelinge invite, want jy gaan papier en tekst mors. Om vir Duncan iets te stuur.
I know, he won't respond. But I will phone him. So remember now, the WhatsApp is 079-748-2090. 079-748-2090. En as u uit die buiteland uitbel, dan sit u op landskode, daar laat my fucking brein my in die steek, dames en heren. Een landskode plus en dan 27 en dan laat vaar ons die 0 en ons gaan net aan 79-74-82090. But you can still WeChat us as well. You can. Let me go to the WeChats.
Ek dink daar is die WeChat en die WhatsApps, meneer.
Daar is hy. As jy hou van Lee, that was December. Oh, our last WeChat was December the 2nd. That's a long time ago. Anyway, so you can WeChat, you can say hello to Duncan, you can say hello to Simba, you can ask them any question you want to. And Betty and me, because we are here to talk about 2016 and what we want to see in 2017. And just to catch up with Simba and Duncan, what they've been doing. Because Duncan, I don't see Duncan anymore because he comes in later now. So we sort of lost touch. Touch. Oh my God.
You still have it, meneer.
I know. So how's it been going with touch?
Yo, meneer. Van strand to strand. From strength to strength, really.
What the hell? You need to come back, man.
Yeah.
Your Afrikaans was getting so much better until you left.
My Afrikaans is op pad nou. Omdat ek werk met die grootste swart personaliteit op die radio.
Yeah.
En ek leer om Afrikaans dit, man. Maar ek is 'n bietjie worried van jou, Simba. Is binne 2.5 jare en jy kan even die nommers sê. As ek gee jou die nommers en vra jou om te sê, wil jy sê die nommers?
Nee. I'm white outside, not inside, dude. If I speak Afrikaans, I'm going to confuse a lot of people.
Just try. 2016 was a year of trying, Casper.
Plus.
Twee.
Yeah.
Plus.
Ja, is reg.
Ja, plus 2, 7, 7, 9, 7, 4, 8, 2, 0, 9, 0.
Oh.
It's kind of better than you, Duncan.
Yeah, I can prat.
I can prat. Okay,
I can prat die taal.
I take that back.
Yeah, you're trying. That's what we appreciate.
I don't want to try. It's okay. There's a lot of African speakers, man. You don't need one more.
You only need more of those bastards. So, you're going from strength to strength. You're working with the most popular DJ in the country from talk radio.
Absolutely. I was actually thinking about this on my way here.
Mm-hmm.
How great 2016 has been, because I worked with the a really great personality in the Afrikaans community.
That's me, eh?
Which was Casper.
Yes.
I just know who.
And then I also worked with an influential figure in the white community, which is Gareth Cliff.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Now, you know what I'm saying, Betty? Mm. Now I'm working with the biggest...
Who are you working with now?
Thibaut Touch, mm-hmm. quite closely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's like, I don't know what's next.
Yes.
Aren't you going to get married or something?
I'm planning on to, but can
really?
I just say...
Really?
Balesa
still.
Balesa still.
Stop Balesa. I didn't want to say, you know, it's been a while.
Nah. Gotta stay committed, but I will say, guys. She bought over her two-year-old daughter, who is my stepdaughter.
Bought over?
That's not funny. It's not funny that she's my stepdaughter, not my child, Betty. I don't know why you're laughing. But anyway, Munir, I thought I was ready for a child in my life, but we spent 3 days with that kid in the house.
Like, no one.
The amount of whispering we need to do not to wake the baby. I can't even drop F-bombs.
Oh, no.
I need to cushion all the corners in the house.
Oh, out with the baby.
Can't even have sex anymore, Munir.
No, you can, bruh.
No,
you never stole. No.
How do you do it, Samba? What is the secret?
How do you do it? Help me out.
You got two already.
Yeah. How do you do it?
Yeah. Well.
What kind of sleeping tablet do you give
what
the babies?
What kind of sex are you having, dude?
No, you got to be creative.
What kind of prescription sleeping tablet do you give the baby?
You see, kids have sleeping patterns when they go into a deep sleep. You can literally bang her mom, and she won't wake up
while she's next to us.
Yes.
And what time is that?
You got to figure that out, Duncan.
Can
that's
you
the trick.
See the deep sleep?
That's the trick.
I should get confirmation from the corner there,
dude. Last night I thought she was last night I thought she was in a deep sleep, but 2:30 a.m. she becomes so restless, dude. Waking up, jumping on me, dude. We even had to go watch TV. Tell me.
I don't advise it, but
jump
a little bit, just a little bit of brandy or whiskey.
Really?
Goes a long way.
Dude, I've been tempted to even blindfold her, dude. Like,
she's going to hear her mom getting hurt.
Disturbing.
So all I'm trying to say is that I thought I was ready for a kid.
Until then.
But now that I've got the standby child right now that I'm raising, I don't want any children at this point in time. It's like they take your whole life away.
They do.
Yo, Munir.
Yeah. You got to think very carefully before you do.
So that's why I started eating.
Yeah, that's part of the reason.
Oh, but man. I've always why would you go there? He looks healthy.
He always went on with me, so
who?
I think it's open playing field there.
I never went on with you.
Not you, him.
Oh, him. Okay, cool. Oh, yeah, you did. Yeah,
that's right. Betty ate the whole restaurant.
Yeah, I remember. He even tried to eat me in the shower when we went to some spa.
I was going for the sausage.
I remember that.
He pulled it out.
Oh, okay, guys. So yeah, the thing about being with a kid, Munir, is just so crazy.
But you know that if the mess, what do you call those people who come and check on the welfare of children?
Domestic.
They're called social workers.
Social.
Oh yeah.
Remember now. Imagine the social worker comes past and talk to this little baby. What does stepdaddy do? Stepdaddy put blindfold on me.
And then I hear mommy scream.
Noises. Oh my God! No, get the child out of there.
But I want to say to all the kids, to all the fathers out there that are raising their biological kids,
respect.
And not, you know what I mean? Shout out to you guys, man. Simba.
Thank you.
Good on you, man.
Thank you.
But your baby is already like a Goliath.
Yeah,
he's one.
He's huge. And when you say that, that's actually pretty cool. Jason Goliath's sister.
Yeah.
Her son.
Kate.
And my son. Yeah, Kate.
Yeah.
Her son and my son have the same birthday. They were born in the same ward, same hospital.
Wow.
That's retarded. Wow.
Yeah, so when my son was born, Jason was there. I was like, hey, what are you doing here? I'm like, my nephew.
Oh, that's special.
Okay, now they can play together.
Play date, yeah.
Yeah, but he's a big boy, that guy. Yes.
Yours?
Yeah, man, I don't have a wife anymore. Eh? That guy is like, I touch my wife. He's like,
oh, really?
Yeah,
already?
He's like, this is my woman. What the fuck you doing?
This is my titty.
He's not even titties no more.
Blindfold him.
He's not even titty no more. He's just like, this is my woman. Get the fuck out.
Yo, boy, you've raised a monster.
Not a monster, this mom, man. This mom. You know, mama's boy. You know how it is.
I just want to tell people who are on Twitter, the Casper Radio Show Twitter, I post a painting there now that someone sent me, and I want to know whether I see things or not, because I see not a bird in this painting. So go and check on the Casper Radio Show Twitter timeline and just to write what you think, what you see.
I've seen a fool.
Ja, ja.
Groot fool.
Ja, ek sien 'n voël, hy brand soos kool. Ja, so gaan kyk daar en sê of my imagination met my back.
Well, I see something else.
Ek sien 'n peel
hier. Ja, me too. I see a chicken peel.
Yes, isn't it? Do you think it was on purpose?
Did you pay
this cat?
Someone sent it to me and said a very good friend of him, a girl in school, painted this, and I didn't want to say, do you know it's a fucking cock with balls?
It is.
You just reminded me of a story I remember in grade 3. I don't know.
No, that's a cock.
Because in my community, all the friends that I had, they were very older than me, so they knew about sex before I did, and they'd show me porn magazines while I was 7, so it kind of my head over.
Yeah, but your pili couldn't respond yet.
I think it could. I don't remember. Anyway.
Oh, okay.
So then, in class, one of my classrooms, I drew a vagina. And this is in grade 2 or 3.
Wow.
But then I disguised it and made it look like a clock.
Wow. What? Very wide open vagina.
Exactly.
Yeah, so
what time was it? So in
it was cock o'clock.
It was 12:30.
So I drew this vagina that, and I disguised it so it looked like a clock. You know that analog clock with that one right there?
Yeah, I'm watching the vagina. So
what's the time now? What's 11?
11:20.
So, and then I drew this picture, and then I left it on this one white girl's desk because I had a big crush on her.
Oh, you freaked her out, didn't you?
I drew it, but then some other white guy took the flak for it because they naturally thought that he's the one that drew this picture and left it on the girl's desk.
And you just kept quiet, right?
Poor girl.
Like
yeah,
a smart guy. You took like,
and you sat there with your hand in front of your mouth, not saying a thing.
I was scared that they might find out it was me. So he got into some serious trouble. I think he went for counseling.
Right.
They thought he's perverted.
I can't remember doing it. Well, you have, Quibus.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
Good move. Sometimes don't own up to something.
Dude, I was so perverted growing up.
what do you mean?
I love it. You know, just before I came on the show, there was a Tabu Touch. There was a show going, and they had a medium there. I wanted a large, but they had the medium. And then she did a reading of me. Do you want to listen?
Yeah.
Of course, in the building, we've got Casper De Vries, because he wants to have his reading.
Yes. You know, I was preparing for my show at Cliff Central, and I heard this madam here, and she calls coming in, and she's just like,
it's
you know,
insane.
Just one word, and she says, look, you got to go do this again, and you got to do that. And they all go, yeah, you're right. Well, I'm so impressed. And they said, Casper, you want to come in? I said, yeah. And when I walked in, the first thing she said to me is, you connected with your with your ancestors.
Mm.
And she's right with that.
So you've been connected.
I'm very connected.
Wow.
So then I shut off. I don't want it to see me until now.
Because you're like, you want all of this to be done on air.
Yes, I want it to be done on air. But I like her look. She looks like royalty, don't you think?
No, she does. She exudes
does.
That.
Yes, yes, very stylish. Royalty, a look. So I will take everything you say with a lot of weight. Yeah. Not my weight.
But like I said, the first thing that I picked up with you, you connected with your forefathers.
Yes.
You're trying to get so much information about the forefathers and to build on with the family. There's so much photos in your house.
Yes.
It's like you're Danny. You keep each and everything. You like cats, dogs. I'm seeing that. But then
for
again,
sure.
Yes. You like food. Oh, you like to bring along.
Okay, that's very
people.
Easy.
Yes. You bring a lot of people to come and eat and watch.
Yes.
I'm seeing savings. I don't know what you want to do around that.
Oh, you're seeing savings.
Savings.
Like
you're
mean?
Planning to do a savings or what with your finances or what?
Oh,
so
do you
what
see me
happening?
Saving or do you
saving.
See that I must save?
You have to. No, you have to.
I have to.
Because you're a big
right.
spender. You're a big spender.
A big spender.
Yes,
that's
unnecessary.
Me.
Other people are taking advantage. I don't like
I
it.
I know
yes.
what you're saying. It's true.
And you're buying a lot of this. The liquor, the alcohol. The alcohol around.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we must just cut off that. But
do I look, what have I got, yellow eyes? Or
no.
too much
not really. But what I like, it's your grandmother from your mother's side is coming. Yes. Yeah, she's like present. Her. Yes, I know. Yes. But you are more on the father side a lot. That's
very
right.
Much.
Very much. I very like the mother side. So you must start taking care of them as well. Acknowledge them so that certain things around you would just go easy. I don't like the fact with the heart problem. Gary, it's something that comes from the mother side and you're not taking care of it as well.
Okay.
So you must just cut off also on the oil as well.
Yeah.
Too much oil.
I've got problems.
I've got problems. Yes, but I'm taking medicine. Yes, I'm seeing you going to the hospital so we can avoid that.
I don't want to go to the hospital.
We can avoid that.
Please.
Yes. But
I'm taking medicine for here.
Yeah.
For the heart?
Mm-hmm. For the heart and the stomach.
Okay.
Yeah, and the stomach.
Yeah, but it's, you know,
but
it's like...
But you can try and exercise, you know?
I don't like it, you see.
You have to do it.
I don't like it.
You have to try it. You have to try it.
I don't know whether I want to die or do exercise.
No.
It's a difficult decision.
Who's Anna?
Yeah.
Anna?
Yeah. Oh, I thought you said I know.
Who's Anna?
Anna, very good friend of mine. And
stay
also
connected.
Family name.
Yes.
Yeah.
Stay connected.
I haven't seen Anna for a while.
Stay connected to Anna.
Okay.
She likes you a lot.
Yeah, I like her.
And pick up your phone, man.
Okay.
Man.
I don't like.
No.
I don't like the phones.
No. Then do something.
You think
if,
so?
If you get a missed call, type back. Said I saw.
If calls come in, I don't answer.
No, you need to. You're just avoiding people, and your personality. It's just. Perfect, so you can't be like that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm relaxed with myself.
I like it. I would stay with you. I like your energy.
Are you glad about the meeting that you got, Kathy?
I am so ecstatic about it, and I'm going to tell now on my show about this. And it was fantastic meeting you.
It was fantastic meeting you as well.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Thank you so much, people. I've got a rush.
Okay,
thanks so much, Kathy.
Bye!
Ja, Vicky Gas op die M9.
Ram, 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 ram. Dis Casper Radio.
Ow! Waar is
die M9?
What nonsense is that?
Don't you believe in mediums?
Meneer, first of all, there's one fact she pointed. Says you like alcohol.
I used to.
No, but she said you like it now. She says too much.
That she says I drink too much.
Yeah, but you don't.
I don't.
So that for me is a red flag.
And she also said you're pregnant. I mean, how can you be pregnant? Because you're male.
If anything is possible in the new age.
Yeah. Remember that movie with the, what's the name? Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
When he was pregnant. Maybe
she was also saying things that are quite obvious. Because it's obvious that every Afrikaner knows someone who's called Anna.
but that's, all the things are very, very general. I mean.
Yeah.
Or maybe most South Africans like to eat.
Yes.
I mean, most people need to eat actually to survive, basically.
Amelia is her name, and she just saw me there. She didn't know.
I got right, Lumund. She's not okay, man.
Mpo Entle. If you want to contact her, you can at 071-069-8344.
But how much?
But, well.
Because I can also be a medium.
I mean.
Duncan.
Do one on Betty, please. No.
Do one on me.
Yeah.
All right, let me.
Okay, wait. Don't we have music?
Get some, what's that thing? X-Files music.
I don't have that, but I've got this. Good morning, and it's time again for our medium. Sambana. And he's going to read this morning. Who are you going to read? Who are you?
Your name? The name, sir?
My name is Willy Verster.
Willy.
Okay, so when you're ready, you can read his mind.
All right, just hold on. I'm just putting in my Wi-Fi password to the ancestors and the medium world. Just hold on. Okay, I'm connected. There we go. There we go. Very strong signal. Willy. Willy. I'm getting Afrikaans.
It's right.
Yeah. I'm getting, you've eaten biltong in the past before.
I get, right.
Yes. And you've ridden a Ford Cortina as well.
Nee, it's verkeerd.
I'm getting a sense of, you want to have a child, but not now, in the future.
Possibly.
Yes, I'm getting all of this. I cannot read that, Duncan. I'm busy. Yes, something about a vast amount of land. I think you call it the plaas.
Ja, dis reg.
Yes.
Dit was op 'n plaas. Ja, ons het op 'n plaas groot geword.
Yes. And a lot of money, inheritance.
Nee, ek dink dis verkeerd daar.
Nee. Listen, grandfather. I think only your uncle shafted your dad or something, but there's a lot of money.
Koop dis voor.
A lot of money. Alright, that's all. That's all that 50 Rand gets you. If you want more, please deposit into my account as you did before.
Very nice. We had a reading right here. Okay, let me just quickly tell people that Joseph and his amazing magnifying glass is still on at the Monte Cassino.
No, please, wait.
No, don't be like that.
It's another
Duncan.
Theater production. Are these guys still doing that stuff?
I wanted to say, but you know, I just thought. It's not, yes. Since I'm a guest,
I went for my fifth time last night.
Oh, you went for it? So let me get you this came right. Five times.
What's his name? Joseph.
Joseph and his amazing technical gym coat.
So he's got a... Oh, is this the... You said magnifying glass.
I was joking.
Oh. Oh, is it the one with the dream coat?
Yes, the same one we started watching last year.
Still going. Joseph is
must
so...
It must be a good show.
It is.
He's fed up with the dreams, Joseph, man. It's like, fuck. But it was very nice. I've seen another Joseph called Earl Gregory, and he was good. I've seen him three times. Last night there was another Joseph called... Who? Richard Gadd.
Richard Gow.
He's very pretty. He looks like... He's
gorgeous.
Yeah. But he's... Sorry, guy.
I've seen him.
Oh. Oh, wait. You like him. He's nice.
I love me some Joseph.
Hey, Duncan. You confuse me, dude.
No, I'm just playing around with my gay mates. Dude, that's wrong.
No, but it's like that time... It's like that time, Duncan, when you said that... Come in your eyes things.
What?
Yes, he said that. There's only one way you're going to find that out.
Does it burn, Betty?
Yeah, yes, it does. Wow, wee woo.
Come in your eyes.
Yeah, don't do that.
No, I won't.
No, it's not nice. But
Duncan probably came on his own face.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, maybe a big, big fountain.
Yeah.
But listen, does Joseph look like Jared Leto?
And that Jared Leto apparently has got the big, a big dong.
Wait, do I switch off Betty's mic? He looks like Jared Leto. And then, but he was a bit camp when he came on, I must say. Because his first words that he sings is, I look handsome, I look smart. Wow. I am a walking work of art.
Okay.
And he said, I look handsome, I look smart. I thought, okay, Joseph is gay.
It's gay.
Hy's gee.
Ja, hy het 'n bietjie 'n nasal klankie, maar sy lyf vergewe alles.
But there was a problem. The problem was that they have this Modimolo old man napkin duk on his Egyptian state in Egypt. So it's a blue thing. Then they got the pharaoh thing over it, and then he's got his mic things. Also at his bum. So he looks like Sarki Bartman.
Yeah.
When he walks.
The
profile. Meat. It's like Joseph. Bum, 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 ba-dum, bum, Joseph.
I need to see that.
That was quite funny. I wanted to laugh. This. Joseph, you look ridiculous. But it's still, you can go.
I'm going.
No, Duncan, don't.
Don't lie.
Simba, don't. But for the rest, gay people who like musicals, who like beautiful men, go see Joseph.
Yeah, because the whole production is men in basically underwear.
Yes.
But are they wearing coats?
No. Only the
one.
You mean FLs?
Sorry.
You mean French letter? You mean a condom?
No, coat, as in like, isn't it a Joseph coat. About the...
Have you got your coat, darling? I've got my coat right here in my pocket. Let's fuck. No.
What the fuck? I want to get this right, Casper. I'm a bit confused.
Yeah.
So there was a story from the Bible that a gay man took...
Yeah.
And made it and turned it into a gay porno.
Basically, yes.
Is that it?
Basically.
Nah, that's blasphemous.
Blasphemous?
It's actually true to the story. It's just with music.
Listen, and I was once stopped by a policewoman, and she thought I was drunk, and she said, blasphemous.
I'm blasphemous.
Blasphemous.
Blow.
So blasphemous. You said blasphemous.
Blasphemous, yeah.
I know. I was still doing a joke again.
Ha! You know what you guys would like, guys? Yeah? I was watching Michael Bublé in Vegas. Some Christmas special.
Do you think I would like that?
I think you would like that. There's a lot of singing there. The only reason why I watched it because I was having a very bad day. I just had the TV on. I was just watching Michael Bublé do his thing. He's such a great talent.
He's a very good talent.
Mm-hmm. He's got amazing stage personality.
And with that name, Michael Bublé. Bublé.
So sexy.
What?
Yeah.
Bublé.
Yeah. My name is Michael Bublé. I would Bublé you. That type of sexy.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But he's American, though.
Yeah, he's very cheeky on stage.
Yeah. He's got like a
does it turn you on?
Check it out.
Does it turn you on, yeah. Sexy?
He's
does,
cute.
Does he? Does he do cute. Like some sexy he's dance, cute. Like trying to entice women? He's selling sex, not his music. What is he doing on the stage?
He's singing.
And selling sex?
No.
A bit. Just
a little bit.
In a classy way.
A little bit.
In a classical way. In a suit,
in a cocky
right?
way.
Oh, okay. That's good. That's what works nowadays. I mean, you got to sell a little bit of sex on the side.
Yeah.
Okay, so now I'm going to play you something from Joseph Duncan and Simba.
Oh, yes.
Now,
from Joseph. This is the gay
one.
Bible story.
Now, these roles, the most famous people were Jason Donovan, who played Joseph, and there you've got a dead giveaway. And then there was Donny Osmond, and then the last one was Lee Mead. So he won a BBC competition to play Joseph, one of those competitions they run, like they did here with High School Musical. And now we got all three of them together in front of a very large, randy crowd with young high school girls and old queens.
Old queens.
I closed my eyes and drew back the curtain to see for certain what I thought I knew. Far, far away, someone was weeping, but the world was sleeping. Any dream will do. I wore my coat with golden lining, lights, colors shining, wonderful and new.
work 60 hours a week, spend 10 hours commuting, 12 hours catching up with the kids, 4 hours arguing with my ex-wife, and 8 hours keeping my new wife happy. But I spend only 20 minutes a week at the gym thanks to BodyTech, a high-intensity, time-efficient muscle strength and endurance workout supervised by qualified personal trainers. BodyTech uses advanced German electro-muscle stimulation technology, and there are over 20 studios nationwide. Book your discounted trial now at bodytech.co.za. That's Body, T-E-C. BodyTech. Welcome to a new fitness generation.
It's the air of your balalaika.
So nice, Joseph.
It's a beautiful...
Yeah?
Was kak, meneer.
Okay.
Ik play
I can see, wow. You said he saw and you were like vomiting.
Dude, that thing was so boring. Like, I tried to listen to it like from an objective point of view and just like listen to it.
Hey. And it's only just a world hit, eh? And it's pathetic.
Is that a world hit?
That was a very...
Which world is this?
Hey, look. Gunman Style was a world hit.
Even that was horrible.
Yeah,
that was shit.
That was shit.
The Macarena.
Oh, it's cock.
We can go on.
Mambo number 9.
There's actually a few notes of Gundam Style in the Joseph production.
Yeah, you can go watch.
So that's how I thought it became a number one. So there's a formula there.
It's beautiful.
Look, I don't want. I listened to that. Like I tried, it just doesn't go in. It's yawnful. It's
yeah. Well, that's not your thing. Not your thing.
Yeah,
musicals. You not your thing. I don't know what is jazz.
Yeah, jazz. He's a jazz man.
Yeah.
I close my eyes. Pull back the curtain.
You know what I'm saying? A bit of improvisation there.
You see, first. Certain what I thought I knew. Ba-bam-bam.
What you played for us sounded like White Monopoly, Linji. Just
White Monopoly.
Yes. I felt like the land underneath me was being taken.
Yeah.
What have you been doing, Simba? Because you creep up everywhere.
Creep up.
No, well, not creep up. You like pop up.
I'm like a rapist. Like, hey, bend over.
That is a very unfortunate one to say. You creep up everywhere. Okay. No, I mean you pop up everywhere. Then you're in a music video. Then I see you walking the model ramps. Then he is in an ad. Then he is giving some kind of a advice to people like live your dream and kill your... Neighbor,
kill your mother.
Yeah.
Please do one for us now. Give him some dramatic music.
Before you start, I just want to like the picture of the ramp, the modeling ramp, yes. Where you're in the like king's.
Yes, because I'm royalty.
But is it?
That's the only way I can do it is.
Are you wearing that in every fashion show, or is it the same picture you post over and over and over?
No, it's different angles, Betty. Don't be jealous now that there's only one angle of you. Oh, I mean, there's only one super wide angle we can use for you, and that's it. No, there's a lot of other ones you haven't noticed.
So, shall we ask him to say a thought?
Please.
Here is that thought of the week.
With His Royal Highness, Simba Gozo.
You know, this this next one is coming from my friend Betty. Do not allow negative people to influence your life. Do not allow their negative energy in your life. Betty, fuck off.
Dankie, Simba.
Look, can you read there, Duncan?
Ik kan, meneer.
This one and this one.
Okay. Goeiemorgen, Cassie, Duncan, Simba, and Belly. Wow.
Belly. Oh, ain't that so right?
Hoe kom mensen roepen jou Belly nou?
Duncan. Heb je actually gemist?
Belly. Wow, wonderlijk om allemaal weer samen te hebben. Marcel. Oh, Marcel. En ons het een van Mike.
Mike.
En hy sê, hulle praat lekker kak, né? Nee. Ja, Mike, ons praat kak.
Ja, wat ons doen. Ons praat kak.
But one thing we have to say about Simba's motivational videos is that he's very consistent.
Why?
Even if he gets one like on 5 videos,
he'll still keep pushing. And he knows at the bottom of his heart that on probably on his 10th video, he may get like 50. So the thing about it is consistency. I admire your consistency.
You just want to roll the same thing over and over, you mean?
But it's always the same universal message, but he delivers it in a different
way. It's like that photo.
I'm always watching his videos. I love it.
Maybe people should go to our timelines and have a look. I mean,
I think so.
Betty, all we see is that rook, okay? We don't see you. Like I said, we just see that plastic dress.
Plastic?
We don't see shit. Like, what is that? Is that a parachute? What the fuck? Is that a sail for a boat? I mean, like, come on, Betty.
No, I'll tell you what's going on is he hasn't got that dress now because the Russian Moscow Circus is in town and they wanted to build a tent.
Oh, yes.
I can believe that.
Makes sense. And they need something waterproof.
I feel the love.
It was actually a very nice show, the Moscow Circus. We went to see it.
Really?
It was fantastic.
Now that I'd see.
No, you will love it. There's like guys running in with motorcycles and then they go into this closed bowl globe thing.
That, yeah.
And they drive up and down and more and more and more. And we all sit there. Ooh, hot. Getting tense, eh?
What was the maximum amount of bikes?
Five.
That's crazy.
No, yeah, and this is this ball. And then they go,
oh, that ball. Wow. They sit on fire.
And then you just wait for that crash. You sit there.
Hey,
you
wait.
I see the crash.
Yeah, never happened.
Never coming.
Type of people are we? We want to see people get hurt.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's not entertaining. It's like, is it going to get hurt? Oh, that was boring.
Yeah. But the thing is, you sit there and you wait for the accident because you're not calm. You're not relaxed.
No, you're waiting
for it. Because there was another guy. He was running on a circle thing that was going around in the air, and he was on the outside. You know, you're a circle. You can run in the inside, and you got the roof is part of the circle. And then he climbed out, and he ran on top of that circle. I know! And the circle was moving up and down. And then he stumbled. He went, oh, and we all went, ah!
And nothing happened.
And he didn't fall.
You see?
Yeah.
And you felt like you didn't get your money's worth.
So what's your favorite?
You walked out of there.
But there was a very cock item. I think they're going to cut.
What was it?
Scotland. It's people with Scottish dresses. And then they... What do you call this?
Skipping. That it?
Yes, that was cock.
I think
and the skipping rope keeps getting
dress.
Caught
hitting
at the back of his kilt.
That's the whole act.
And was he proper Scottish? Like, so nothing.
No,
we watched.
Ski pants underneath.
And then I was crawling on the ground.
Yeah. like, dice phones.
Oh, man. So I think that's the time you guys supposed to get your drinks and go to the loop. That was intermission. You guys didn't know.
I want to get this
horrible,
right.
And they made mistakes. And then... In the circus tradition, they said, okay, now we're going to do it. And they made the same mistake. And
what mistakes can you make from skipping?
A lot, apparently.
Facial cock wassel.
The rope got stuck in the kilt at the back. So then they said, okay, now we're going to do it. And she was like tucking the kilt into his arsehole. It's like, now you're going to do it. And he made the same mistake. Okay, let's try it one more time.
No.
I thought, what a nice build-up. Now it's going to happen. He made, again, the same mistake.
Oh,
and then they
shit.
Ran off into the Scottish Islands.
Like, fuck off. That was the whole act. I think you guys missed the whole point. That's the whole thing. They're like clowns.
You think it's funny?
that's their whole act.
Probably.
They had a brilliant, brilliant clown in the show.
Was it scary, though?
No.
Was a classical clown with makeup?
That's what I liked about him. He's a normal guy being funny, but...
Very like, well.
Scarpy more.
Like, oh, yeah.
It was really funny.
That's cool.
Stuff poopies fun day eight. Proudly brought to you by Sandwich Baron.
What do I eat today? It'll have to be Sandwich Baron as I get free delivery. But what? A crunchy salad? Or fresh French bread with a variety of quality fillings? Maybe a giant baked potato cooked to perfection, topped with creamy mushroom sauce, crispy bacon, and a goodly helping of cheddar cheese. At Sandwich Baron, you can order online. No hassle, no fuss. Only register once with a store of your choice. Order online at sandwichbaronstore.co.za. Over 60 stores nationwide to choose from. Sandwich Baron, undeniably delicious.
So, what do we have to have? we have to have faith in ourselves.
Just smooth.
I'm good, eh?
You have to believe, Casper.
Yes. There you go.
I like this. Got something to do with it. Reminds of 80s porn, though.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Like an 80s porn movie.
Oh, baby.
No one is shaving.
You were watching porn in the 80s?
Dude, I found some tapes, man.
Oh.
I was like,
I remember the first time I found my parents' tapes.
Fuck me, Zach. Yep.
Did I just say that?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Oh, bitch. Come here, Jennifer. Let me put my shaft in you.
If that's how you sound in bed, Duncan. Like a sick hearty doll.
Yeah.
Can I ask you guys something? Give me a chance. I'll ask you guys something just now.
You know why I'm playing this, eh? Because he died.
George yeah. Benson, yeah.
No,
yeah.
George, mate.
Oh, no.
George Benson and Edges, yes.
George Michael.
George Michael Jackson,
this
yes.
This is the guy who got caught rubbing one out, right, in the public toilet. Yeah, he got caught. He was rubbing one out. He was like, I can't wait. I just gotta go now.
Was it just before a performance?
No,
he was in a park. Actually, George, the other story is van, he's gevang in die badkamer having sex with a guy. But actually, it was a sting operation by the police. So
a sting operation?
There was actually an undercover police guy went into the bathroom and lured him in and like, wees my jone and wees ek jou myne.
Now, you remember the band Sting?
Yeah.
The police, I mean?
Yeah.
That was a sting operation.
Scarf.
Yeah.
Yeah, and yeah, he got arrested there. Arrested.
He was arrested under the influence of penis.
But apparently, because in an interview he said the police guy whipped out his cock and
he couldn't resist.
And then
he took out
he just went with it and he got arrested.
So that's actually entrapment, isn't it?
Yes. Exactly.
That's cock entrapment.
So the whole story was completely blown out of proportion.
It will be.
Lots of things were blown out of proportion in that fucking toilet.
I don't think they told everything that happened there.
Yeah. Well, he got caught again after that.
Again?
Yeah. I think in London.
He's a repeat offender.
Yeah. And then he said, like, he doesn't know what issue because it's okay with his boyfriend.
Oh, they've got an open relationship.
Yeah.
So George Benson was gay.
George Michael.
Michael Jackson
was gay.
Follow. George Michael, yes. Well, maybe. I don't know. Maybe
George
the devil.
Michael George was Michael as gay as a fucking toilet brush.
Is this
my
the
darling.
Same guy who sang the song? Beep 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 beep. Careless Whisper. Careless
yes. Whisper.
Yeah.
But same guy who said, "Wake me up before you go go." I mean, yes. There you go, my darling. There's an indicator for you.
Shame, man.
Play that one, Casper, please. Wake me up before you go.
I love that song.
I can't find it. Okay, I'll find it.
Please.
Okay.
Maar dit is my amazing van na sy dood, hoeveel mense na vore gekom het en gesê het hoe hy hulle gehelp het, anonymously, financially.
Really? He's a good guy.
Thousands of dollars that he paid for someone's surgery and
nice.
Probably to keep them quiet from all the sex.
He did charity work, but he didn't want recognition for that.
And that shows you his character.
Exactly.
He's like, I got all this money, let me help people, but you don't have to tell anyone.
Yeah, he asked them to keep. He doesn't want people to know.
Oh, that says
and
a lot about.
And after his death, they came forward and said, he did this and this.
Oh, that's how many people nowadays buy someone a piece of bread and Instagram it and hashtag it.
Like take a photo and like, I'm helping the poor. No, fuck off. You're helping yourself.
I'm helping the black guy. Yes, Duncan. A lot of those.
And then,
help the black guy.
Just to go on the side a bit, there's another guy who passed away.
He's a lady.
A guy, an actor. He was on Days. He looks like Casper. You remember Stefano
Demir? Oh, Stefano Demir.
Can you find Stefano Demir?
No, Stefano.
Can you find Stefano Demir from Days of Our Lives?
Shh. They do it now.
Yeah.
Who's Steven Tomasos?
Yeah, who's that?
That old fucking guy. Do I look like him?
Stefano Demira. De Mero.
Stefano De Mero.
Google image him, then just show
Days of Our Lives.
Yeah, he doesn't look like Dated Marlena and Jack. They've got the same beards.
Yeah, they do. Same
color. I should go to America and do a stand-in for him as a ghost.
I think so.
Yes. Just put something on top because he had hair.
A lot of hair, yeah.
Oh, they can give me, they can't give me hair because like John Travolta has got fake hair. And William Shatner's got fake hair.
Yeah, they can hook you up. So just for that and then you smash that role, you come back with the dollars, and we party.
Yeah, because, Stefano died about 8 times previously already? On Days of
and
Our Lives.
And he kept coming back.
He kept coming back.
Now, I could have been an angel with plastic surgery, and I come back, and I'm Stefano.
Yeah.
And he's been described as someone who was a gentle giant who had a puppy heart. Isn't that Casper?
Yeah, I've got a very pop heart.
close enough. So, Betsy, question. How did George Michael die?
Heart attack.
From drugs or what?
No. You know,
must be.
Just heart attack.
Must be from a rough life, I think.
Because David goes, he was a drug addict and
all gays are.
A busy life. So I think everything caught up with him.
Oh, okay. So it's not a scandal or something.
No,
he was caught in a mountain of cocaine after a real good party.
No, I think his heart just gave in after too much drugs.
So
he's
like my age. My age.
50.
Three.
That's young, man.
53. Yeah.
That's young for heart attack.
I see a photo here of Stefano De Mera. And yes, I can look like him.
You do.
Absolutely. If I get the right wig.
You're in.
I'm in.
Put you in a suit.
Gonna fucking do this.
And you're in Hollywood, man.
And he played like a big villain on the story.
How much do you think they pay?
Oh,
a lot.
Dollars.
Buyer. Because now he's dead now, so you're the replacement, so you get more. Because now you're filling the gap. The story continues.
Yeah.
Casper De Mera.
You think it's $1,000 an episode?
More.
We're
talking about maybe $50,000.
Wow.
It's a really huge soapy. What's all over the world?
There, she was right, old Amelia. She said, I must start saving. And that's what she meant. I must go to America as Stefanos Papadopoulos. Oh, wait. But what was George Michael's name originally when he was born? The poor fucker.
I'm going to swear now.
Yeah.
Georgios Kyriakos.
Yeah.
Let me try
go
that.
Go for it, man.
Paniato, I think.
That's a restaurant. He's hungry again.
You read that.
Georgios Krakios Petiachios. That's how you say
There's no S at the end.
It's a silent invisible S.
Ah.
That you turn the T into. And he got hits Wake Me Up.
We just played that, yeah.
Careless Whisper.
Yeah, you were singing that.
Last Christmas.
Yeah.
And Inside.
Did you say Last Christmas?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Woo. Last Christmas.
If I'm gonna be a boy. Yes. But you can hear there, he's feeling something's not right.
Last Christmas. Isn't this song?
The very next day, I keeled over and died because he died on Christmas Day.
Shame, man. That's the worst present ever given.
Next Christmas, when we play this song, Last Christmas.
Yeah, it's about.
We're gonna shed a tear.
Yeah. George Michael died.
What do they say there, Duncan?
On
WhatsApp.
Op die WhatsApp, meant to say, Miss Net for Alicia and Hannes.
Hannes.
Waar is Hannes?
Hannes is in St. Anderton.
Standerton.
How's his career going? Because I know he's still trying to break into the comic industry.
Are you talking about Hannes? Are you talking about Hannes van O2 and our Hannes?
Hannes the one
with the red hair.
No. Hannes with the red hair in Standerton.
Yeah.
Ah, fuck.
What's he doing there? He's in the newspaper or something.
Because we are talking about the old team.
Oh.
The first
people's man, Duncan. Okay. When you were still Slander.
I
haven't seen you.
But what's that? Look there.
No way, Simba and Duncan? Christmas came a little early this year.
Last Christmas. Give you my.
Ek luister lekker, dankie. Ahoy, Belly and Cassie. Everyone's calling you Betty these days. Betty. Huh? What's your Christmas? What's your New Year's resolution?
No, I don't do that.
Same here, dude. No,
I just fail myself.
Yeah, dude.
Is there any other George Michael you
weren't you training with the trainer, Betty?
What?
Didn't you have a personal trainer like last year or year before.
No,
2 years ago. Yes.
Yeah, you were doing
something. Now I fired him because nothing happened.
No, but you gotta stop eating.
You didn't do anything.
You can't go then like make
I
me.
I went there
like,
every morning.
Wasn't your personal trainer President Zuma's son?
More like it.
No, maybe you should try someone else. If you really want to do it.
Maybe.
If you want to do it.
I've just decided I'm going to live my life the way I'm.
Yeah, because like, if you want to do it.
The thing is about Betty is he looks good in the dresses. With this body.
What do you mean? The tents? The fuck?
Yeah,
you know how much money he'll save on material if he loses weight?
Yeah, but he will lose that Amazon feeling.
Amazon?
Prime member.
I want to come see Betty perform, actually.
You never seen him perform?
Have you?
It's pretty good. Yeah, I have.
What does he do? Does he just wear a dress and act like
a girl? No, he sings and he acts and he lures men out of their closets. He's like, come on, bump
come
you.
Come, Duncan, I've been looking
while
at
they
you.
Eat their burgers and beefcakes. Ooh. You still do that?
Yes.
Beefcakes.
Every Friday night.
It's Friday
please
now.
Invite me, Betty.
Those burgers are nice.
Hey, you never come.
I will.
Hey, Duncan, just go. It's really an experience. I mean, okay, there's a lot of topless dudes with six packs. Cool.
Duncan you know, likes
but
that.
The food
do,
is nice.
Do they play jazz?
No.
No, they play
maybe one of the acts will have jazz in the
they play jazz. And then I'm there.
I'm there.
What a talent, hey? Do you think him and Prince are fucking in heaven?
Probably.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
But Prince was another one. Oh, wow, what a classic.
Yeah, he's like super talented alien person.
Exactly. And he makes up that symbol, that's his name. But you can't even read it.
Father Pigger, and I'll be your name, Sugar.
The same song I'm singing to my stepdaughter.
I will be your father figure.
Yeah.
But listen to the production figure on there.
That out. Listen, we also got a section on the show that we call Out There. Did you know that?
I remember that.
The Casper Radio Show. Out There.
And today we're going to play Cuck, you know, because it's either good or cuck. And I'll tell you what I want to play. I haven't heard this before. So let's go through it and see what we're going to find. These are all apparently very bad singers. And they've been assembled on a 2013 CD called Song in the Key of Zet. So let's see what we find there.
Let's all smile. Come on, everyone smile. And okay. We'll have a happy heart. Okay.
Next one.
Yes, now this
song's
over.
Remember, this is supposed to be Cup, okay?
Oh, baby, don't be that way.
Bye.
Oh, baby, don't be that way.
Yes.
You know that you and I.
Okay, this is Cup.
Ah.
I listen to that guy.
The woo! Future is now with Neil Dick. This is with that tape already. The tape
how
is
old
damaged.
Are the songs?
The future old. Is now.
And it's supposed to be cuck, eh?
This is cuck. Listen to this guy.
With each new tomorrow.
Neil Dick.
Oh, no fuck.
Obviously, he's got throat cancer.
Listen to him. Tone deaf.
And he smokes too much.
For now they are gone.
No, switch it off. Man.
Gone.
Simon Cowell, this has got to be the worst singing I've ever heard in my entire life.
Well done, Casper.
My next selection will be Indiana.
In Vienna?
I don't know. You want to eat the Vienna?
What the fuck is this?
It's so bad, it's funny.
That's what it's called, cheap crack cocaine.
Absolutely.
Very much.
Cheap.
I must remember this. This must be played over and over.
It's a punishment,
though. It's torture, yeah.
You could torture someone with that shit.
Yes, Queenie Montgomery.
Oh, yeah.
Go for it in your Casio.
Yeehaw! Now, this is nice. Yeah. This is nice, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
We like
giddy
the rhythm.
Giddy up!
Yeah.
Heb ik hier Cora Marie feel?
Cora Marie?
Cora Marie.
Yes, yeah.
Somehow I just see someone on a Casio keyboard.
Very much.
No, it's boring, yeah.
It is. Yeah, for a reason.
Eating the bottom. That must be great.
Listen to this one. This is a nice.
This is
Lowry organ.
Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Yeah,
amen. Very much.
Feel the spirit, the Holy Spirit.
Do you know Noel Jones, dude?
Now pass the hop.
So funny.
This is what I'm talking about, Casper. Yeah.
So this you like?
If you play this at Beefcakes, I'll come.
Joseph, you ate.
Joseph is shit.
The sound. He sounds constipated.
This guy can't sing. Duncan likes the beat, not what that guy is saying. He likes the actual music.
I close my eyes. It's cock, but...
Hitting the bottom.
The bottle. I will eat the bottle.
It sounds like that old guy behind you in church.
Yeah.
That can't keep a note.
Yeah.
Hobo.
No, Duncan. You like the music.
You're missing the whole style. This is what he's trying to actually do. Sing like this.
Yeah, he shouldn't.
It's a style of singing in jazz.
Yeah, he shouldn't.
In the key Y.
Okay,
in the key Y, yeah.
Satirical taste. Yes, first time with Kitty.
How sweet is the first Kitty. Time of love.
Kitty has not been in the corner
Kitty
in a long time.
Kitty is cute.
Yeah. Just a pity Kitty is 52.
No, she's cycling 16.
Oh my god.
Love can never die. I know that that's just something in me. When I open my eyes and I suddenly see that.
We're all quiet because we can't believe Kitty is still alive. Okay, here we go with rock and roll dance.
Yeah.
Gordon Thomas. Yeah. Tickle those ivories.
Rock and rolling, rock and rolling, rock and rolling dance.
Yeah.
You will love it, you will love it, rock and rolling dance. Rock and rolling, rock and rolling, rock and
garage band dance.
No more restless
really
days.
Encouraging people, eh?
No more sleepless nights.
Wow.
Rock and rolling.
Is there more of this, Casper?
Rock and rolling. Rock and rolling dance. Okay, the cook who couldn't cook. By Bingo Gazingo.
You ready, my love?
Oh, it's that style again. The Y style. Y.
The bed is made. I'm gonna
sounds like an old Mickey Mouse movie.
Sounds like Shakira sings like that.
Hipster line.
Yeah.
You went around the corner.
You hear that bass line, Duncan? I'll sample that shit.
And you never came back.
Oh, shut up, that shit.
I began to drink.
I can hear. Boo Baba. Boo Baba.
Boo Baba.
This whole thing sounds like a theater production.
Does it?
I'm so bored.
Oh, it's funny. I love people who can't see.
I can see this guy in the garage, like going and his wife standing in the kitchen washing dishes and rolling her eyes, hearing her husband
going off. Do you watch Idol's Wooden Mic, Casper and Betty?
I used to.
And how did you find it?
I love it.
Wooden mic, like all the horrible. Please, you must check it out. It's really funny. Oh, it's crazy funny.
I actually watched an episode of Casper Rasper show yesterday, and one of the clips was Casper auditioning for Idols.
Really?
You must see that. It's hysterical.
I'll check it out.
I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah, with a long blonde wig and a pink tent, like
your
describe
dress.
My dresses.
Like, no, not describe like your dress.
No, it's not like my dress.
Exactly.
It's
like
amazing how the Casper Radio, Casper Rasper show has now picked up again.
Yeah.
Because they broadcasted at 3:00 in the fucking morning. But people, it's reaching people.
Which
and
channel?
I get a lot of
on
mail.
DSTV. And also,
Kijknet weer en weer
en
weer.
And Showmax has it, eh? It's on Showmax, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
As well.
Yeah, so people, it's getting all over the world now.
Yeah.
Are there subtitles this time?
Yeah, man. Hey,
no.
We're not watching.
You're losing out.
But you said you're fine with Afrikaans and you are...
But what about the rest of my community?
Teach them.
Nah, there's too many.
They should have subtitled. It's not my fault that it's...
Start a church. Afrikaans church. On Sunday afternoons.
Yeah, actually. Betty.
Yeah. You can make a lot of money.
And we'll all wear khaki.
No.
And Isuzu buggies.
Yeah.
We still got 15 songs to go.
No,
eh?
Please.
No,
it's enough now.
Buddy Max. Fuck. Songs in the key of Z. If you want to search for this.
Vote for me for president.
Wow. Fuck, it looks just Trump.
Yeah.
It is.
It is Trump.
I said, with a ukulele.
From the days of George. Okay, settle down. Oh, nice. This is the. Remember our wine Afrikaans people? It sounds like them. Mama, said Kitty,
Astrobate.
Astrobate?
You're torturing us, man, Kathy. What did I do to you?
Don't
you, eh? What did I do?
He brought us back to killer, Steve.
Fuck, dude.
He thought, I said, come, let's reminisce. And then I'll torture them.
Oh, wow.
Oh. Anton Maiden.
No, please, do not.
No, there's still 12 to go.
No,
really?
Yeah.
I thought you were joking.
No, I'm not joking. Yeah, who's playing this? Face.
It's not a bass, it's a Casio keyboard.
Another prophet of disaster.
No, this is the worst.
Another prophet of
turn it up, please, turn it up.
Prophet of disaster.
The cross, taunting us with visions.
Yo.
Afflicting us.
What a wannabe, dude.
This guy was like, I'm going to be famous. Like, my dad had enough money.
Who's this guy?
That's Anton Maiden.
Please Google him, Betty.
It sounds like that Pastor Anderson that brought out a CD.
That homophobic pastor?
Yes.
He took out a CD.
I'm saying it sounds like him.
Oh, okay.
No point at
no.
I think Anton Maiden can become an idol for us. Yes, Charles Ives. It becomes softer and softer.
There's a time in many a life when it's doomed to face death, but our soldier boy.
Okay, it's clock. Rainy weekend.
Right into the next one.
Yeah.
What we got over there? No, do rainy weekend.
Okay.
One, two, three, four.
Do you think it's his mother?
Anton Maiden died.
Oh, wait.
How long ago?
I'm not sure.
Great.
But he was a internet star.
Really? Oh, yep. What?
With these couple
with that songs.
Oh, let's listen to Sanjinden, Rainy Weekend.
One, two, three.
Oh, God, did he go again?
Yeah.
But,
well, do you think Mother didn't. Do you think Mother didn't play well? Wait about Anton. Okay, now.
Gonna be a rainy weekend.
It is, actually.
Rain will fall all over town.
Okay. Why what about Anton?
Anton Maiden looks like those people that, when there's a mass shooting in America,
yeah.
He looks like
one of the corpses.
One of them. No, one of the shooters.
He does, eh?
He looks Arab a bit.
Looks like someone you date, Betty.
Yes.
Nah.
Yeah, it looks like
not your type, Betty.
Nah.
Why not?
He looks a bit like a killer, yeah. If we all work together. Okay, so this is like a child. Freddie Martel. The President's Prayer.
Great one, my God, I come to you now.
Oh, Jesus.
Great one, my God, help me, I need you now.
Yeah, well, do you think this is the Donald Trump?
I was an average boy.
No, Casper, please. I'm even willing to sing from this point.
Casper, are you for real? Like,
how many songs to go?
Shh.
Can I go to the toilet? Like,
no.
And take a dump.
No.
And come back when you're done.
I Sveavikes papperskvarn väven inte på.
Mom!
Det är ett sällsynt undantag om någonting.
And this guy was on some good drugs. In his head, that all made sense.
Jag sände in
en skrivelse. Where's this song from?
It sounds like from the Middle East.
Yeah.
After they did not discover something.
Månader, ett år och fyra dagar.
Just so someone fart till en sorts
expert och sen han. I think it's in German though.
No, it's not.
Så konstaterade han.
No, I think it's Swedish.
Papperet var vitt.
Oh my goodness, it's funny.
All music and words are all written, sung, recorded, played, and copyrighted by me and in Washington, D.C.
Like anyone would want to buy that or steal
music
that song.
Music and words written and recorded, Mr. Paul Joseph Morale, Mr. Paul Super Apple. Love,
I don't know what this is.
Yeah, please, can Richards. We stop now?
To Keith Richards.
Thank you very much. Oh. I really appreciate it. You don't know how much. And if you'd like to get in touch with me, geez, I'd hope so much. I'd love to meet you, too.
Wow.
Maybe we could do these records.
Sounds like going to Bombo Keith Richards. Too.
Be the best, happiest time of my life.
That's Anton's friend.
Of anyone
listen
I
to
ever
this.
Met is you. I am about 30 miles from you right now, Keith.
Stalker.
In Brockton, Massachusetts. The home of Rocky Marciano. The boxer. You know who he is.
Okay, so this is Songs in the Key of Z.
Oh, fuck me sideways with a feather.
It's over, Duncan. It's over.
Finally, it feels like Jacob Zuma just left the presidency as well.
Mm-hmm.
What a relief.
Man, that was painful.
We've got a serious message here, Simba. And this message goes, there are no subtitles on the Casper Radio Show.
Rasper.
On the Casper Rasper Radio Show. But there's a whole lot of blackface that's been done by Casper. Back in the days before blackface became a crime against humanity.
That's true.
What? I don't do one blackface.
Really?
Yeah, then Michael Jackson.
How can you blackface Michael Jackson, though?
How can you blackface? I whiteface him.
Nee, maar jy begin eers donker, en dan gaan jy al lichter en lichter in die skets.
That sounds funny.
Yeah, but I do. I start black, and then I end up white.
So blackfacing is a crime against humanity?
Yeah, you get in trouble if you do that shit.
I did a course in the movie. We studied a movie. You must know about this movie called Birth of a Nation. It was done.
Yeah, it's an old racist.
It's an old racist movie, but they've redone it now, and they've got Nate Turner leading the slave revolution, the slave rebellion. It's quite a cool movie. But interesting fact, in that Birth of a Nation movie that was done a couple of years ago, they wouldn't allow any black people to be on the screen.
Yeah.
So they'd actually paint
the white guys black.
You know what I'm saying? So
that's crazy.
Crazy.
But that is part of some of the characters. Like in Hawk and Steak, there's a maid, but it's a white man who has been blackfaced. Because that was the way the Afrikaans movies were made. So
Wait. A black male
played a woman.
Played a woman.
A black woman.
Domestic woman, yeah.
Okay.
And that is like a funny thing, because it was like how they did the movies.
So you could take...
In Afrikaans.
You could take a maid, black maid, and blackface her, and make a garden boy.
Yeah.
No, and make her a garden boy, a black garden boy. Because that's what essentially you're saying.
No.
No, Duncan, you're fast-forwarding the situation here. You're going too fast.
Help me out.
The situation was that it was funny for a man to play a woman, but now she's black.
Okay.
Yeah, see. Not anymore, because now, you know, we'll have the ANC, EFF, what's the other one?
DA.
DA. They'll come later, but before it's those two, plus, what's the other one? The one that's got like four people in parliament, COOP. Yeah.
We've got a message from Sandra, and she says, I have a big belly.
Like Betty.
I don't know why she's saying
Betty belly.
Casper, on set, another message from whoever, and it says, Casper kan jy dalk onthou wie die eerste drie out there mense was, en van hulle a dude gewees,
a dude,
a dude
gewees.
Today.
Wie se staf ek nog luister en kon dit nooit weer kry op die podcasts nie.
Oh, well, that today was...
You French-fied, Afrikaans-fied that word today.
Today. if I remember correctly, one of our first out there was someone called Fisher, and he was in the band of Frank Zappa. And he was totally crazy. I will go and look it up again. But yeah, he was fucked. He was totally fucked. But now I want to go back to the blackface, because the blackface thing you have to understand within the context. Mm. You see, that is for me very important, where you are not racist,
yeah,
but confronting things that has happened.
Okay.
And doing a parody on that.
Mm. So Leon should also be in trouble.
Yeah, I'm not in trouble.
No, I'm just
saying, I'm not in trouble.
If you did it again now.
Leon is in trouble.
Yeah, if you did it now, yeah.
Where is Leon? It's like, I haven't seen him in a long time.
He's making up another movie.
He's growing hair.
I know he owes Casper money. Do you know that?
I know.
He's growing fucking hair. Listen, today it's the opening of the movie Snarks Genoeg at Last.
Really?
Yay!
That is fantastic. You know, when we first started two and a half years ago, Casper was so excited about this movie. Now it's really happening. Let's all go watch it, guys.
And... where does it showing?
Yeah, where?
Bernard, do you know?
Ek weet.
Bernard, hurry up.
Ek gaan nou vir jou sê.
I think kom it's no. At least 3 cinemas.
Nee, dit 5.
Oh,
kom
5.
Nou, Bernard, kom
dit
nou.
Dit wys.
Kom nou, Betty.
As ek nou kom, lyk dit rou nie.
Wat die wat wag vir jou? Kom nou.
Dit wys by Tiger Valley.
Okay, that's Cape Town.
Yeah, we can't fly there unless we
have clubs. Marua Mall.
The hell
Mimosa Mall, Gateway, Secunda,
God.
Brooklyn, Carnival City,
right.
East Rand Mall,
yes,
Canal
yes.
Walk, okay. Empress Palace,
right,
Menland Park,
nice.
Woodlands, Welcom.
That's wonderful.
It's a lot of things.
Movies at M20.
Where?
And movies at Monte Cassino.
Okay. It's right so down the road.
So it's quite here and around and around.
Yeah.
So when are we going to watch it?
We must watch it.
When is
it premiering?
It's been received well by all the other cinemas, wouldn't you say, Manier?
It's
showing at so many places.
It's a corporate decision from corporate.
I was on radio yesterday, Cape Talk.
Yes?
Yes, with the director and last night. And then someone wrote in and says, oh, it's the pedo, Casper.
Oh, hectic. Wow. Wow. Whose child did you touch?
It's a listener. Who said that? No, I can must sue that cunt.
Yes. Yeah.
But you know what you've done, haven't you?
No, I haven't sucked off little girls.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's the thing. Sometimes people just get the wrong idea about someone and they carry on with their lives thinking.
But you know how it is, Casper. When their face is not there, they got these super big balls and super muscles.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And let that person stand here. Won't say that shit.
They won't. But the director said that a lot of people wrote to the Facebook page to say how cuck this movie is, but it's not out yet. Already they say
haters. Damn, Cass, what have you done to people?
So social media has become actually these days.
No,
yeah,
it's like, haters, man. Yeah. It's like you guys hating on my videos.
No, we love it.
Who's hating, dude?
Love it. It's all the same. We like it.
Betty said, I've only got one picture. Fuck you, Betty.
No, you have lots of pictures, but you have that one that you always share for the past 2 years.
No, I don't share it. I don't share it. People share it.
No, you post it.
No, go look at my timeline and see when last I shared it. And read the message.
We don't want to leave here
go
with you thinking we don't like your videos.
There's Soweto Fashion Week there as well. There's me of myself with my six-pack. Is that why you hate on me? Because I've got a six-pack. Like, I can actually see my penis. Am I the only guy in here that can see his
penis? I can see mine.
With the
mirrors.
Exactly. I can see him just looking down.
Back to Snacks Genoeg, guys. Meneer, are you going to give the whole station a chance to go watch Snacks Genoeg?
Snacks Genoeg. Yes. Yes, we must all go watch. Just remember, it's very offbeat comedy.
What does that mean?
That means it's not your run-of-the-mill, ha-ha, Leon Schuster,
you get them.
A piece of cock in your face kind of comedy.
And a snake in a bag in a taxi. And it's
no,
so fucking racist.
But that is funny. That is funny, dude.
That, no, that's blackface.
That's blackface funny. Let's just be honest with each other, guys. That's really hilarious. So what's Snacks Genoeg essentially about? Is it someone... Just, what's it about, Casper, quickly then?
Yeah, quickly. Like,
I have told you before, but I'll tell you again.
Yeah, yeah.
It is a guy called Casper de Vries, played by me, Casper de Vries.
Really?
But it's an alternative version of myself, which is why I did it, because I like those kind of fucking movies, you know. There was a movie called Being John Malkovich, in which John Malkovich played an alternative version.
I need to check this out.
Guys.
And I am this guy who is a comedian who's not funny. So already there's a difference. And
a big one.
And then I tour the Karoo.
Oh, wow.
Karoo.
What are you going to tour there?
I tour little cuck places and I do shows for money.
I need to watch this. Is it mostly in Afrikaans?
It's got sappies.
Yeah, we can read,
it's
Duncan.
It's got sappy tighties.
I think we should watch it.
The thing about subtitles, sometimes they move them too quickly off the screen.
Oh, God. Must you complain about everything?
Okay, sorry.
The other movies always like, wait, I'm not done reading.
You need to pause the movie now.
And you can't do that in the cinema. You go to the guy that's rewind.
I'm making an effort.
Guys, Betty can't find that photo you're talking about.
I think you took some of them off.
Oh, bullshit.
Well, you were very busy on the phone, yes, Simba.
No, I was talking to my fans, you know. I have fans that, you know, those are...
Your people.
Yeah, my people, man.
Snacks genoeg, guys. I'm going to go watch that, really.
Please watch it. Please watch that movie.
Is it in 3D?
No.
Not yet. But
imagine him in 3D. It's a bit overwhelming.
But what you can do is you can take Bernard along, let him sit behind you and kick your chair. And then you will have 4DX.
The whole experience. Yeah. What is your favorite scene in the whole movie, Casper?
Yeah, what did you enjoy?
My favorite scene personally is where I tell Charlene City Richards that she's saying that we must pretend that one of the old age people in that scene has died. And then I tell Charlene, but Auntie can do it because Auntie looks like Auntie is about to die.
Oh.
And that came out improvised, and Charlene's face is fantastic.
Oh, and he caught it.
I mean, the movie's got Charlize Theron, guys. I mean, why
not
would
Theron,
you...
Not Theron, Charlize Theron, Charlize Richards.
You know her.
You know her.
Die, Danny.
Yes.
Die, Danny.
Die, Danny, that she will take you.
Die, Hof and McDonald. Die, Danny, yo. Doesn't she love McDonald's?
No, like
she's really lost
thing.
Of weight now, eh?
Yeah.
And she'll take you out, bro. Like,
no.
She'll take
on
you.
A date, yeah, maybe.
No,
yeah.
No, and take you out.
Nah.
But,
Anything's a choice.
This is 2016. I want to especially hear from our music fundies, Duncan.
Yeah, yeah.
And Simba, and then maybe Belly. A little bit of Betty. I don't know.
Belly, not Betty.
Belly, sorry.
The people have spoken.
These are the top songs of 2016, so they come very, very quickly, so you must spark. Don't fucking interrupt.
Okay.
And then... if you want to say something, I'll
put our hand up.
Yeah, I'll freeze it. Where do I freeze it? On the same.
Yeah, yeah, that's me. Pause.
Okay, so this is the top songs of 2000. What's this? Who's this?
A bunch of white face. I don't know.
Many of them. All these songs, I've never heard them.
Me too.
Which country was it from?
Who's this?
Britney Spears. You can hear it. Oh,
yeah!
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is Designer. Timmy Turner. Yeah. Yes, blackface.
Why is the property?
Whiteface, this is Whiteface. Westlife.
Whiteface again.
Westlife.
Westlife, do they still sing?
Yep, well, you can hear it.
Low life. Low life, low life. Ready for the low.
That's big songs.
Yes! Why are all the black songs so short?
Say the name for
fuck's sake. Oh, okay, sorry. Betty, Whiteface. Led Zeppelin.
No.
Sounds like.
It sounds like an Idol's window or something.
Nigga 4.7. Amazing.
We are lost.
Yeah.
Baby.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is Led Zeppelin, actually.
Ooh. That's one of the... I can't prat nie.
Future, fuck up some commas.
In the DM.
No, down in the DM, yeah.
What did you want to say?
Me and Monica were down in the DMs.
What did you say, one or something?
Oh, this song that's currently playing is called It Goes Down in the DMs.
Goes down in... You know, like your DMs, Casper? No.
direct message to on Twitter. Megan Trainor, me too.
White face.
Yeah. Oh, this chick. Yeah. Good on the air. Good on the air. Ooh, I can get that pussy easy, yes.
That's revolting.
No, it's not. It's a blackface music. Rihanna, You Needed Me, big song as well. I've got an interesting story about the song, Casper, if you pause quickly. I was actually invited to a gig. I had a gig in Stain City. I don't know if you know Stain City.
I know Doe Stain, eh?
Yeah. I was playing for Dumisho Masha. He was doing his 40th birthday.
Really? He's going up in the world?
Yeah, he's actually going up in the world. And then, I want to say quickly, all the generation cast from old, all these celebrities I watched on TV growing up, they were there and was making them dance. It was a great highlight.
But wasn't Caroline Stain in Generations?
She was.
That's why they were
Mandela blankets, yeah. She comes.
Oh, she's blackfacing.
No, she's blackfacing,
With she got Mandela a role. Blankets, yeah.
Seven blankets.
Blanket face.
And they liked you, and you played this pussy song.
I played that pussy song. I played for like 6 hours. I left.
Yeah.
People are like, no, don't
no,
go.
No, the pussy.
Yeah, no, the music.
Oh, but I suppose your pussy. I don't
know why. Tory Lanez, love. It's a big song, yes. Boss. Tory Lanez, this is Tory Lanez, love. Love for love.
What you know about this? That's a nice one.
Like Nigerian face.
Both not Nigerian. Very nice. Spanish. Hey, now.
Justin Bieber. Is it not?
No, it's how I put.
Basically, don't you know music?
Basically, don't know
nothing.
That's
it.
What are you listening to?
Don't know this one, I'm sorry.
But you should know this. Sounds like up
I know the song, but I don't know who it is.
Oh.
Adele.
Why? Because I look the same.
This is Usher, No Limit.
Oh, no limit.
Usher, No Limit, yeah.
No Limit.
Man. Why are they so short? Get me.
Yakaranda.
Get me. Oh, come on, baby. Stop the middle of one song.
Get me.
That sounds like Britney.
Yo. Fifth Harmony. I know this song. My girl, this is my girl.
And I wanna tell you everything. Words I never got to see.
The Bon Jovi with Bryan Adams. A song I don't know. Boing, boing. I love this song. What's it, Betty?
I know this song, but
Zara Larsson, actually.
You're cheating. It's okay.
This Justin.
Beep and Bieber. The Beep though.
Tupac is dead.
Yeah. Biggie.
I'm just making shit up. I'm sorry. You watch me. I don't know.
Shawn Mendes, yeah.
Oh, what's this pillow talk guy? What's that pillow talk guy who left some band? I love the song. Britney Spears and Mariah Carey in love right now. Drake, what's this one by Drake? What's it called? Drake.
He used to fax
Hotline
me
Bling.
On my
Hotline Bling. Hotline Bling.
But I wanna stay with you.
upstairs.
She'd be embarrassed that you know Ariana Grande.
No. What's wrong with Ariana? Macarena? Mambo number 5. Can you hear the sample? Coldplay. If you like the way I fucked, why am I on your mind?
Yes.
Ah, Betty, you don't know shit.
Again, set on my face, did you hear?
Oh, I like this song.
You love this song, man. You don't know who's gonna kiss you when you're gone.
Drake, Future, do it the next day, Future. Yes, yes.
Woo! Yeah, I love this track. Yeah, the one, man.
You don't even know the song.
Duncan Ross, you are gonna swear, me.
All right,
sorry. I get it.
It's Lady Gaga.
Woo! Yeah.
Casper Ian. You know what it was when you
signed up. Oh, there's 4 Drake songs already in the top 100.
There's Britney.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's okay. You're trying to roll me out. Ah, Beyonce, yes. I'm sorry, yes. Queen B, yes.
Say Ross net as jy.
Shut up, bitch.
Man, you're making too much noise. Thank you.
Yes.
Katy Perry. Is it me?
Katy Perry.
It's Katy Perry.
Really? Coldplay. Coldplay, man.
Caspañoves.
No, Coldplay. Caspañoves,
not yet.
It's Coldplay. When are you going to play that one? Cabaro Murray. No, yeah, I don't know. That's a hit, dog.
Finally got one.
Just fuck yourself.
Ooh, yes. You only knew 2 songs, Jasper.
So far, you still got 600.
Bet you knew one.
Sack, fuck off, I can say.
Wow.
How many more to go? 600.
Design the panda. Wait for the beat to drop. I'm the dog in the panda.
That's actually one of the songs I put louder in when I drive. But I have no idea.
I love this song. This is song from the Suicide Squad.
Oh yeah. Zara Larsson, It Ain't My Fault, yes.
Oh.
Yeah, I like it. Come on, do it again. Yeah.
What did you do? Yeah. Mary Stevenson's Just Like That.
What?
Until I tasted you. Oh. I tasted you. Come on, baby. Don't look confused. Music.
Where's the Chain Smokers? Closer. I love that song. This is Rick Ross and Skrillex, a song called Purple Lamborghini.
Purple Lamborghini, yes. For Suicide Squad, the movie.
Was it there as well?
Yep. Soundtrack, the soundtrack. Dope, man.
What was that one from David Gormayon? That was quite nice. What was that?
The one that now I played now?
No, just before. I can't rewind on this.
The one from Suicide Squad?
No. On and on my own.
You don't know
it's from Joseph's Coat of Arms.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, Joseph. Here we go.
Adele. I like it.
I hate you, I love you, I hate that.
Adele.
Look at the mind.
I hate you, I love you.
Oh, retarded songs, dude.
Isn't it Justin Bieber?
Justin Bieber.
Harmony, yeah. That's right, baby.
Are you Shazamming, dude?
No. I want to tell you.
Justin Imperi.
No.
Bruno Mars. 24K, yes.
Listen.
24 hours in the air. Yes.
I know this.
I can this song.
Turn back time.
Why? Sing it.
Drake and Rihanna, too good.
I bet where do you live where they don't play music?
Yeah?
It can't be too good because it's not number one.
Hey.
Yakaranda, Nika 4.2. Hey, Pillow Talk. What's the guy who left that band?
Zayn Malik.
Vogue says.
Shane Malik.
You should know about him. You should have pulls of that guy in your room.
No, I don't know about him.
You should have wet dreams to him. Masturbate to him.
No, I like the other one.
Oh, I love this. I don't know who it is, though.
See ya.
Where's The Weeknd? Starboy. I'm a slave. Suicide Squad, Little Wayne, and everyone else.
And everyone
else. I'll pray for you up.
This is the soundtrack, you dope.
I love this one as well. What's this one again, Betty? Yeah, you're so right.
Triple in Evita.
Yeah,
Evita.
I took a pill. Yeah, you know about pills.
Yeah. This is Justin Timberlake. I can dance.
Come on, dance.
Boy.
I like this song.
Bob Marley is dead. Drake, work, Drake and Rihanna, work. You're just repeating everything I say.
But I corrected you. There's another work. It's with Harmony, dog.
Celine Dion, work.
So, Drake.
This song was actually produced One Dance. It was produced by a South African guy.
And the video shot here.
But Drake didn't give the guy
his money.
What?
He didn't credit the guy who made the beat for him.
Why?
The guy's called DJ Maporis.
Maporis, yeah.
No,
he didn't create it.
He made the beat.
He added a bit. He gave, you know, you can tweak it like you can have five producers. Yeah. So he added, they sent him what they had and he just tweaked it.
But they still didn't credit him. That's still a no-no.
It's like a little piece.
But if they don't credit him, they don't pay him, eh?
No. Yeah. They paid him.
Did they?
He was paid, just they don't put his name. We know. Plus, they shot the video here anyway.
I was with Maporisa. Actually, can I tell you an interesting story about Maporisa? Yes. This one time he came here.
Yes.
And I was listening as all. Then I was like, hey, Maporisa.
You were what?
Listening as all.
Yeah, he wanted marijuana.
What does that mean? What is?
I was listening some weed. I wanted to get some weed from him.
Oh,
from him.
Then he was like, come to my car. Yo, Casper went to his car. He took out this big bag.
I don't think you should be telling the story.
I don't think you should be telling the story. Yeah. Nice.
I've never seen weed. This was medicinal stuff. He got it from the doctor, so I don't know.
It's medicinal, people.
It's medicinal. He took out some heads. You know what I'm talking about? Like some proper fat heads. And I was like, dude, he gave me one.
Yeah.
Then I chased him for the next 5 months. Asking him, where did you get this stuff? then when I saw him 5 months later, I was like, dude, I'm so glad I bumped into you.
Yeah.
Please give me that guy's contact.
Yeah.
So now he gave me the doctor's contact.
Really?
So now I'm in contact with the doctor because I suffer from diarrhea.
Are you on it now?
Diarrhea. Holding your back.
Are you on the zone now?
No, on the zone now. Only when my tummy starts watering, I can just smoke as all.
Why should tummy on your back?
He holds his back and says, I suffer from diarrhea.
It's connected to my spinal injury.
And then you need that big, big head of a fucking scarf zone.
So it can tighten my shit.
Okay.
So it's not watery when I take a poop here.
Okay, let's go on.
Ariana Grande and Nicki Minaj.
The Weeknd, Starboy.
That's a big song, Casper. You copied me now. You copied me now, man.
The fucking Starboy, son.
Let me love you.
Woo! Let me love you.
Shawn Mendes, let me love you.
Cousin Harris, dude.
Chainsmokers Closer. I love the song, Casper.
Yo, wait, getting better now. We're gonna play one shit song now.
Zara Larson, don't let me down.
Zara Larson, maybe got a lot of songs.
Don't let me drown.
Rihanna, Calvin Harris, let me love you like you do. No, wait. Baby, this is what you came for. This is Sia with Cinderella. This is from the Suicide Squad.
Yes, thank you.
Heathens, it's by some white rock band.
And hence,
this is where that crazy dude comes out.
Yeah? This is the number one for 2016.
Really?
Wait, is it?
Oh my god,
he is. He watched it. But he watched the movie.
Suicide Squad.
Oh, was it? It's Suicide Squad. Woo! Woo!
Saying, Betty should be embarrassed. He only knew three songs
out of 100.
That's like 30%.
Fuck you all.
Where do you live?
I know the other songs.
Live under the rock.
I just don't know the artist's names. No, 3 out of 100 is 3% not 30.
Not 30.
And it was 6. Oh wow. That
did you just say 30%?
I'm sorry.
I mean,
then what's 30%?
30 out of 100 is 30%.
Okay, sorry.
Come on, Duncan.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
You see that right anyway.
That weed. You shouldn't smoke that weed.
It's medicinal, dude.
Yeah, but it's fucking with you. Okay, Betty.
So this is from the Suicide Squad.
Yeah, soundtrack. That soundtrack is awesome.
Yeah.
Well, according to me, what does this mean? My Chemical Romance.
My Chemical Romance.
That was an amazing
covered
band.
By 21 Pilots.
What is that? A song that plays?
Ek Viet Me.
My Chemical Romance sounds like a song by a white lady.
No, My Chemical Romance used to be a band. I don't know if they're still make music.
We don't take music advice or information from you. You don't know music. It's been
3%.
So that was the top 100 songs of the year of 2016. Do you agree with that, Duncan?
I don't, because there's a lot of great Nigerian music that came out as well this year. So I don't know what this list is compared to.
It's from America.
Is it the billboards?
Yeah.
Well, according to America, maybe that's their great songs. But we had to compile an African one,
yeah,
there'd be a whole lot more ethnic sounds there as well.
Have you got some on your disc?
Certainly.
Here?
I want to touch on the My Chemical Romance again. Duncan will actually love the hit song.
It was Welcome to the Black Parade.
Black Face Parade.
No, no, just Black Parade.
So you Googled. That's the only way you know about music.
And I actually wanted to have it ready if you wanted to hear it.
No, don't. Thanks.
It's an amazing song. Fuck you.
I'm not on two, eh? I'm on three. I'm on one. Who's that? Soke.
Burna Boy.
Yeah, Burna Boy.
Burna Boy.
This is a big song, man.
Listen
to the chords.
Soke, soke.
Oh. You don't know nothing about this, man.
Nah.
You know Soke in Afrikaans is when they don't. Soke, soke.
Yeah, yeah. And this is Nigerian. It's quite catchy.
It's like a cold.
Juicy, juicy legs.
The mouth are too sweet, huh?
It's quite sophisticated, eh?
Yeah.
It's like jazz.
Yeah, yeah.
Taking them off my style. Taking keepers hooking. Taking them off my style.
Nah, nah, nah.
So is this like fuck music or
no,
dance
no.
Nerd or what?
You can dance to this.
Chill zone. Big song. If you played this at a taxi rank, you'd get your ride for free.
Really, I'm gonna remember this and sing it.
All I can
my
say,
playlist now.
All I can say, this music, yeah.
The next time I drive in the taxi.
This music, yeah, is for on your count your naira, your money, because you're gonna sit there and you say soke soke and you count your money. It's not for a taxi.
So it's in the vernacular of Nigeria.
Yeah, this is for money, for people with money.
Money?
Yeah, don't come here.
What is a soki then?
I don't know, but I can tell you why. I call my money, I listen to this song.
Feli Kuti and Femi Kuti. Do you know
Femi Kuti? That guy saying bang, bang, bang. Bang, bang.
I never wanted to see. I never wanted to see. I never wanted to see. I never said that.
Ah, there we go.
Just I tell you. You play this for any black-faced child.
Yeah.
That child will go crazy. Casper, can I tell you a story about the song? It happened, when was it, baby?
Friday.
The 24th. So we're at my mom's house, and the song comes on TV, and all the kids are dancing. Guess what happens to my son? He tripped over something, a sister. He went flying into the TV stand.
Shame.
We had to rush him to the ER because of this damn song. These kids were going crazy.
He loved it so much.
Yeah, we went to ER. Like, we literally, like, his head was like, oh.
Sorry, man. Fuck, shit. Man.
But it's the same with now. White kids. The song. White kids when Kurt Darren's Captain come on.
Captain, Captain, bust my brain.
Walolo.
No, no, what about Baby Chocolates?
All that, same. Yeah.
Oh, Baby Chocolates.
I mean, that was a crazy. Fuck, man, it was like just madness. Like, they're all having fun. Next thing, someone crying.
This is Babe Zoduma. She's a female artist from Durban. She's from South Africa.
Oh,
but this
proud.
Over here, this is a big song, Casper. Huge. Not for me personally, but for the black face.
You know, you like what happens when it comes on. So, Duncan, translate for them what's actually happening.
What's happening in this song now?
Basically, what she's saying is that you wake up in the morning,
yeah.
You don't know where you slept because it was just so lit the previous night. As in, like, it was just so crazy.
Fucking slut.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically. Don't know where you slept.
Yeah.
Just woke up. Back
oh, lolo. Oh, lolo. Oh, lolo. Oh, lolo.
Where did you sleep?
Oh, lolo. I ain't sleep nowhere, son. Yes.
It's a turn up, man.
How are you receiving this song, guys?
I like the nice beat. Yeah. I have no idea what the fuck she's singing,
can you dance to this?
Maybe is.
You can.
But all the blackface songs sound the same.
No, they don't.
That's racist.
Duncan, that chair has a weight limit. Take it easy.
Now let's take this wonderful song and we compare it to.
Oh no!
Yeah, you know, when
is beautiful.
Please.
You know you want to sit up a party.
What is this?
Turn the light on. I can dance to this.
Obviously.
You don't want to dance to this. Bring it back. Bring it back. No. Spend New Year's in the ghetto, Casper.
Yeah.
No. Yes.
There we go.
Jack in. Yes. Beep, 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 beep. Yes. Wait for the beat to come back, Casper.
Wait for it. Boom.
No, Casper, no! You're killing me, no, Casper! Yes! That's
getting bad, man.
So exhausted.
Mommy, the TV is in my head.
It's not funny, Casper.
It's a good workout song. Mosquito! Oh,
I think it's time to go home.
Bring back Babe Goto.
It was an education for us all. And you know what? The time flew past and I really enjoyed.
Yeah,
what are you going to do now, Simba, in 2017? Obviously get a new photographer.
According to Betty, yes.
You can keep the photographer, just get a new look.
Listen, you shouldn't talk. Your dress is there at Monty acting as a big top. So keep quiet.
And what's yours doing?
I don't wear a dress, baby.
Well, that's basically a dress.
No. You're trying to throw shade? No, you can't. I have a six-pack. You don't. So, moving. I'm sexy. You're not. Okay. Girls and boys want me. They don't want you. I can keep going at this. So next year it's bigger, better thing. You know that cliche shit, you know, people say.
So next year it's just basically Betty. Because it's bigger and better.
And it's bigger and it's better.
So next year is Betty's year, 2017.
Yeah,
for everyone.
We're going to call it the year of Betty.
Duncan, is Touch going to stay here in this building next year, or are you moving out?
Well, from what I've heard, we're moving to, the whole station is moving
so
to.
So you're not fully Touch?
I don't know. I may even start my own Duncan Central, man, the way my life is carrying
don't
on.
Don't forget
man.
About me, eh?
Absolutely.
I'll come in and I'll do
Pumpkin.com.
The white face.
Sure. Come do the white face.
I'll call it white face.
Sounds fascinating, but my dream really, guys, is if I can just get my own jazz show on a fucking Sunday, man. That's my dream. And
really?
Maybe on the side, go do some motivational talking. I'll get some training from from Simba. And then,
yes, he can motivate you.
Yeah. And then that's just about it, man. Just buy my car as well and then raise my stepchild. And in the process, make my own child.
Yeah, I think... Well, shut the fuck up. Wololo.
No. Duncan, there was a question that was raised. How will you make another child when you're not having sex? Due to the stepchild you have adopted.
No, the stepchild is going back
is
home.
Is that the only reason why he's not having sex?
On the 2nd of January.
With a stepchild.
Yeah, Wololo.
No, not with the stepchild.
You're taking the fake child back to...
What? Fake child.
Look. She is what she is, yo.
Fake child.
Well, it was great seeing you all.
Absolutely. Thanks for the invite, Casper.
This is like the Elder Club. Mm. We are like so
fucking seasoned, like a Nando's chicken.
Spread out. Just remember, don't forget, spread out.
The elders.
Not cut into four.
I want From Nando's.
Now on, if I say
you want the whole of Nando's, keep going.
No. He wants Nando-do. That's the dodo.
No, I think he's tired of being hit by insults. He's had enough. He's like, F you guys, I'm going home.
Every 6 months, please, Casper.
I think we should.
Every 6 months, the reunion.
Of the elders.
Absolutely.
That'll work.
I love it. So we're going to play this, but it's not finished.
Goodbye, stay well. Bye-bye, body God. Well. Goodbye, bye well. Bye-bye.
Unfortunately for Duncan, there was a white-faced lady called Debbie Reynolds who died. Her sister, daughter was Carrie Fisher with the buns in Star Wars. And we always used to play the song in the beginning of the show.
Good morning.
That is Debbie, and Debbie is gone now. So Debbie, wherever you are, darling, this one is for you. Good luck there with your child, and have a good time. Send love to Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Baby Jesus.
It's morning.
Yes.
Yay.
And what a lovely morning. Good morning.
Good morning. We've talked the whole night through.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
CliffCentral.com